Hello, Manitoba. I'm Hunter Shingus, the community reporter for NCI-FM. Music has a way of bringing people together, telling stories, and making a difference. That's exactly what the Firekeepers Indigenous Song Circle Tour is all about. From April 7th to April 10th, this tour will be visiting O'Hanley, Fort Alexander, Guinea, and Scantlebury, bringing live music, mentorship, and opportunities to Indigenous youth. One of the artists helping making this happen is Métis singer-songwriter Troy Kokel. Can you give us an overview of what the Firekeepers Circle Tour is all about?
We're not only performing, bringing songs and stories to the community, but also, in addition, we've partnered with Long & McQuaid, and so we're bringing a few ukuleles that we'll leave behind, and then we're also providing memberships to the Songwriters Association of Canada for the music leaders, so that after we leave, they would have access to the resources on that page and also the free webinars and learning resources as well.
What's the story behind the name Firekeepers for this event, and what does it represent?
So the story, when I started it last year, I approached Manitoba Arts Network, and really the idea behind the name and the event was that we're bringing knowledge, you know, not only knowledge of a musical nature, but also too of our experience, you know, taking music and doing something with beyond playing guitar in your living room, or if somebody wanted to do something outside of that, we could also assist with that. So it was really just a simple way of expressing that we're trying to keep that fire alive and gifting that to people when they're interested in it. And so that's kind of the idea behind it, is really just passing on knowledge and love and kindness to our Indigenous brothers and sisters.
What inspired the creation of the tour?
Originally, when I was thinking about doing the tour, this is the truth, is that I had started it out. We have done tours in rural communities, just regular towns and cities where there were, you know, farming communities or what have you. And so what we would do is we would go into the communities and we would say, hey, we're going to bring a show, and your 4-H club or whatever will fill the venue, we'll split the door with you, and we'll do like a songwriters in the round, similar to the Bluebird style. And so we were thinking we would do the same type of show in communities. And what we found out, though, unfortunately, is that many of the communities do not have the resources available to have an event and have ticket sales and all that kind of stuff.
You've said that giving a kid a guitar is about more than just music. It's about giving them a voice. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. Well, I grew up in Red Deer, Alberta, away from any sort of Indigenous roots. We were removed in a city, somewhat lost a little bit, and so music for me was an outlet, and it was a way for me to connect, and it was a way for me to express how I was feeling. And I grew up with a lot of shame, a lot of fear, and because of that shame and that fear, life wasn't necessarily easy. I didn't make good decisions as a young person, but I feel like the one thing that music does is it helps us articulate and talk about some of those things that are going on, you know, behind our eyes. We can talk about the things that we're not talking about, and we can express the things that we're thinking without fear. And so part of that idea about bringing music to a community is that, you know, the community has a lot to say, but often, there's nowhere to say it. And so music, in my mind, is a way to channel those emotions and channel those feelings. And so this year we decided that we would go to Long McQuaid, and they were gracious and gave us, some instruments to leave behind. And my hope is that it'll at least give, if somebody's yearning for that, they'll be able to go to the music leader in their community and be able to have something there that they can get some of their feelings and emotions into a form that is safe, and they can share it if they want.
What kind of events and activities take place at each stop on the tour?
In each community, we'll do an acoustic performance, basically get together in the school, community center, or whatever case may be, and we'll sing some songs and really just talk about our lives and interact with the people in the community. And then after that, we've committed a period of time, a couple hours, 60 and 90 minutes with every community to either have a learning session or a music lesson. Some communities do have music programs, so we realized that we're going to have to be flexible. We can't come in and say we're going to teach X or Y, because some schools don't have a music program at all. So one of the things we've offered is that to the communities, like, hey, if you we're bringing these instruments, if you have an EA or a teacher that's interested in starting an after school program, we've got these instruments, and I could, we could talk about some of the things you could do. We'll give you a free membership to the Songwriters Association of Canada, and it'll help, we can show you some things that you could teach. And so that's sort of the intention, is to have a performance side, but then also have a portion of the event where we're giving back. And really that is the most important part, is that second portion of us leaving those instruments behind and engaging the kids or the adults in the community that are interested in building that, nurturing the musical community.
How do you make sure that the impact of this tour lasts beyond just the event itself?
Making it last beyond that, it's a great question, because the truth is, the first time we went through, we realized you don't know, because every community is completely different. And so that was the biggest surprise for me, is how different the communities were. Some had, sustainable resources that they could draw upon, and you could see it on the roads and in the buildings, and some did not. And so often we're going into these communities, and there's so little that they have to work with. And so, to your point, how do we make it sustainable? Really, I think the most important part of us coming in there is being patient and kind and loving, and to help it be sustainable. For me personally, is to leave something behind. And so, the first thing I realized, we got to bring something, even if it's a few instruments, it's something. And then the other side of it was that in order for it to be sustainable, having that membership to the Songwriters Association is one thing, but also my commitment was that, hey, if you need, you have questions you want to add, you need resources at all, just let me know and I'm here for you. Beyond that, I think I have to allow the community to to accept that in the way that they can in that moment, if that makes sense.
That was Troy Kokel talking about the Firekeepers Indigenous Song Circle Tour and the importance of sharing music, stories, and mentorship with Indigenous youth. If you'd like to catch the tour, it's making stops in O'Hanley, Fort Alexander, Gineau, and Scantrebury from April 7th to April 10th. I'm Hunter Shingus, your community reporter at NCI-FM and the Local Journalism Initiative. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.